com.
The doctor away, or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Sheila. Hi, Sheila. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help?
Well, I've been listening to you for a while now, since you first started, and I have been going to my doctor, and they were telling me that I'm pre-diabetic,
okay,
and now they're saying I'm diabetic. So I'm supposed to be on diet and exercise, but I'm really sensitive to carbohydrates. So I don't know, my hemoglobin is 6.6.
Hello?
So the reality is, so you said the doctors told you that you're dealing with diabetes. And so with that, you're saying you're addicted to carbohydrates? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm not addicted. I am sensitive to carbohydrates. As long as I kind of do complex carbs, like vegetables and all that,
yeah,
it's okay. But
okay,
then, yeah.
Are you overweight?
I am.
Okay, but how many pounds? Like, what is your height and weight?
Well, I am 5'4", and I weigh about 188, but I did lose 10 pounds. I was almost 200.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't look like grossly, I know I'm grossly obese, but I don't have the big tummy and all that. I just have, you know, large trunk and all that. And okay. I am 71, and I don't take any medication.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, if you haven't really started, if your doctors have diagnosed you with diabetes and you haven't really started on any kind of lifestyle plan, then, I mean, as far as exercise, have you? I mean, have you been on any kind of detailed plan, or are you just looking for one? Is that why we're having this conversation?
Well, I've been doing that.
What I'm saying is, have you gotten with a trainer, and have you got with a nutritionist? Have you got with any expert at all and got some official advice on what to do? Or have you just been reading some books, listening to me, and just doing the best you can?
Well, I am a nurse, and so I was
That doesn't mean anything. No offense. I mean, because you're a nurse doesn't mean anything. Because you don't get that kind of education, really. So, I mean, you really don't. I mean, medical doctors, we don't hardly have any education on nutrition at all. Zero.
Yeah, the medical doctors don't. But yeah.
Okay. So if it's kind of like we may have a little knowledge as individuals, but if you don't apply it, then it's not worth anything. So,
mm-hmm.
So if you're overweight, you need to lose how many pounds? What, 40?
Yeah.
Okay. So you need to lose 40 pounds, so you need a game plan. And
yeah.
So if you're not exercising minimum 5 days a week, which are you or are you not, 5 days a week?
I am.
Good. Okay, you walking? You doing weights? What are we doing?
I am doing the running in place, and I do go outside and walk and do that interval that you talk about.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And I sometimes do some, like 5 pounds of weight. I don't do them regularly because, you know, sometimes if I do it, my arms hurt a little bit, so I don't go any heavier than that.
Yeah, that's good. And so your diet, how is it going?
That's the big thing. I sometimes I do well, and other times I don't.
So you just have, is that where you struggle more than anything?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, here's a key. I mean, if you want to lose 40 pounds, obviously, you know, to put it on, it's not that hard. You just eat a bunch and don't exercise, and then there you go. There's 40 pounds. But to lose it, as you're probably figuring out, takes some work. And it's not that it's impossible, it's just the consistency, which I think is tough for a lot of people, which is what you're telling me. And I think that one of the toughest things to really get into a consistent routine is having the why. You know, why do you need to lose the weight? Is it because you just want to look better? Is it because you want to feel better? Is it because you want to be healthy? I mean, literally, you don't want to deal with any potential disease that could come from that. And you're still young. You really are. I mean, it sounds like you're ancient, but you know, a lot of people think once you get into your latter years that it's just over, but it's really not. I mean, you've still got many good years ahead of you.
I don't take any medication. I can do things that 50-year-old people can do. I mean, besides that, I'm healthy. I don't have anything wrong. I don't take any medication.
Right. I get it. So, I mean, the biggest thing is the why. If you can answer the question why do I really want to get healthy? And, you know, do I really want to get well? Do I want to really go to that next level? Because, you know, you don't take any medications now, and that's a great thing. But, you know, if you keep 40 pounds of extra weight on for a long period of time, you know, as a nurse, especially from a medical perspective, that things can begin to break down, right? I mean, the body will break down at some point, carrying a lot of extra weight. So it's just getting down to the reason of the why for you more than anything. And I think if you can answer that, then and come up with a plan that's sustainable. You know, not anything that's high carb or low carb or high protein, low protein, high fat, low fat. It's coming up with a game plan that's really good for you and that works with you. So, I mean, it's all about balance. If you can come up with a consistent plan and begin to lose weight at a very slow to moderate pace, you know, like a pound a week, something like that, I mean, that's pretty darn good. Even a half a pound a week, if it's consistent and you stay consistent, would be fantastic. So if the exercise is good for you and the diet's not, what's the hardest part of keeping on the diet? What do you crave, or what happens? Do you get under a lot of stress? What really makes you come off of your game plan?
I still work. No, I work at a school nurse, and they have all kind of things coming in. And sometimes I go back there and indulge a little.
So you kind of sneak behind everything and pig out a little bit.
Yeah.
And don't tell anybody.
No, I keep it a secret. I try to work it off, but then sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Well, I get it. But the reality is, when it comes down to things like that, and you want to lose weight, and you know you need to, and you want to get your body where it needs to be for optimal health, I mean, you've been diagnosed with diabetes, right? That's not a small thing. The great news is it's easy to reverse. The tough news is that you got to have the willpower to want to change. So it's the why do you want to change, and it's the want to, and it's the how to. And, of course, you've got my book, Empowering Your Health. That's a good tool to be able to help you just to see different foods and how they affect the body and learn about how the body works at a very basic level. But with diabetes, a couple of keys to remember, okay? When you're eating, you don't have to just deprive yourself at all. You can have plenty of healthy fats. You can have plenty of fruits and vegetables and a lot of the lean quality proteins. Matter of fact, when you eat proteins and fats together, it helps regulate and stabilize blood sugar. It does. That's a great thing. So your food really can become your medicine in a lot of ways. You don't want it to replace it until your doctor says it's okay. But, you know, and figuratively speaking, that can make a big difference. And as far as sweets go, which tend to be what people lean toward that have diabetes, if you find alternatives by using sweeteners like stevia in some of your foods and drinks and whatnot, that can help. But the main thing is you can look at certain supplements. Cinnamon, which is kind of a spice more than anything, has been shown to have great research in helping to regulate blood sugar. Vanadyl sulfate has some good research on it too, and alpha lipoic acid. You might want to check those out and keep me posted.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 and get the natural pain relief alternative.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Whole lines are open.
open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can check us out on the web. Make sure to check the website out. And also, if you need a provider in your area, we've got lifestyle-based wellness providers, a great network that we're growing, and that people that really get it, they understand kind of what you're looking for, more nutrition and lifestyle-based care around the country. So always get in touch with us there at the office number, and you can check it out on the web as well. All right, are you into exercise? I am. It's one of my favorite things to do, and it's not just for overall health. I actually enjoy it, and I'm big into activity, outdoor activity, sports, and, you know, I like weight training a lot, quite a bit. And so anyway, I'm really into it, but they've done a lot of studies, and throughout the years, I've always been fascinated in, you know, just the different areas of exercise, and, you know, should you work out for an hour? You know, I've always been into bodybuilding and weightlifting, and, you know, the whole adage is if you've got a bunch of muscles, then you must work out for 2 hours a day. When the reality is most research now is saying that even 30 to 40 minutes tops gives you the best results. Well, they're saying for cardiovascular benefits and for body fat decrease and for just overall health, they're saying short burst of intense exercise can fight weight gain. So as a lack of time, your excuse, because if it is, this is really, really great. And the reality is, they said men that participated in a small study burned an additional 200 calories a day by doing a workout for less than 25 minutes that included a few minutes of hard, intense exercise on a stationary bike spaced between less intense activity. So the technique, which is called sprint interval training, it's called a lot of different things by different people. Of course, marketing and branding come into play, but this sprint interval training is used by athletes to improve overall performance. It seems like a reasonable strategy for weight maintenance as well. For those days when you just can't get a full workout in, they say this might be the way to go. So the harder you work, the more calories you'll burn per minute. And the study leader, Kyle Sevitz, who's a researcher at Colorado State University in Fort Collins, said Sevitz looked at five healthy men of normal weight with an average of age around 28. They were asked to ride an exercise bike as hard as they could, five times for 30 seconds each. In between, they did resistance type free pedaling for 4 minutes, and all the workout took less than 25 minutes. Sevitz compared the men's energy output on 2 days, including the day of the cycling exercise. Extra calories were burned over 24 hours on the workout day. See, that's the key right there. When you do these sprint burst style interval training, that it's not just what you burn in the moment that you're doing the exercise. It's what you're burning for hours upon hours after that exercise, what you triggered within the body to continue to burn. That's why I really like exercising in the morning, even though you may not be a morning person and you may not really be into getting up and doing that. It really does serve you better because you really set the stage for your metabolism when you do that. Just a little side note. But they said that the findings were presented this past week at the exercise conference in Colorado, which was sponsored by the American College of Sports Medicine. A British expert found the results very intriguing, said the study provides some interesting preliminary data showing that sprint interval training can increase 24-hour energy expenditure. And it's Dr. Stuart Gray, who's a lecturer in exercise physiology at the University in Scotland, was part of the study, and he said, however, this kind of exercise is very intense and may not suit all. He cautioned, my advice would be not to simply focus on one form of exercise, but try to increase activity and reduce consumption wherever and whenever you can. Still, the sprint technique is useful as an option if time is a limiting factor. Sevitz focused on the practical aspect of the research, said many people gain a couple of pounds a year. He said, adding that demanding work schedules and family duties can limit exercise time. So a time-sensitive exercise will help them burn more calories and keep them fit and may help get rid of those extra pounds. Sevitz can't say the technique would work for weight loss, but evidently he said it's better than nothing. And he said if people do not have access to the gym, they can try to find a grassy hill. The sprint as fast as possible for 30 seconds, then walk back down. Treadmill would not work that well for sprint interval training. It kind of goes against that. Data and conclusions presented at a medical meeting should be considered as preliminary, as it's put into some of the peer-reviewed medical journals. I just think it's a great piece here. And a lot of the workout videos like P90X, that you see, even though they're longer, they're based on some of these principles, and they do work very well. You want to get lean and ripped and in shape and all that, you know, all the claims that are made on the infomercials. Well, there's a lot of data behind why that works. And just on the note, the running vice president, or Republican vice presidential candidate, Paul Ryan, it's all been in the news. Of course, he's doing P90X, and that's what he does on the road, and I guess in the tour bus, and they put it on, and so he met with the founder of P90X, Tony Horton. And Horton actually went out on the campaign trail with him a little bit recently and did the P90X workout with him and kind of worked through some different pieces of that, getting him on a good plan. So I found that really interesting. It's kind of cool. I know that Ryan's a little bit younger than the other guys right now, but you know, it's pretty cool to see somebody that's into fitness, that makes that an avid part of their life. And a lot of the guys that are running and have been presidents have made fitness, and they're smart, because the healthier you are, the better you're going to be at your job and at your career choice. It's true. So the weight gain has got to stop with so many people. And as a country, I just hope that we can really rally together and make a difference. I know on this show, I have a real passion for it. And with everything that we do within our company, it's a big focus, because we want to see your fitness level go up, your health go up, your wellness go up. And as much as I wish everybody could just take a supplement or eat a little bit better and it would all just go away, there's a strategy and a good lifestyle strategy that all comes into play. And our wellness providers around the country, that's what they do, is they really focus and help you get down the right path and go that way. So, you know, there's a game plan that has to be done. But the encouragement is that no matter where you are in this journey, if you gain 50 pounds or you need to lose 10, or you don't feel good and there's not energy levels that you have, you want to lose weight, you just want to feel better, look better, and have a better self-esteem about yourself, you can make it happen. There's hope. You're not stuck where you are. You're not in a place where you can't get it back. You can. But it's about having the desire to want to get well. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio. What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. If you need anything, nutrition, whatever it is, lifestyle help, fitness, whatever it is. Want to look at providers, miss something on the show, I talk too fast, you can't figure out what I just said. You're driving down the road and trying to figure out, what did he say? Cod liver what? You can find it on the website. Or you can call me, 888-283-7272. We're going to go to George. Hi, George. Welcome to the show.
Good. Great.
What's going on?
I got told by a doctor that I had arthritis in my hands, especially.
Okay.
And I just happened to be watching a program, and they were talking about using ginger root for a natural, it has like a, it helps like a leaf or something like that. It's a natural to relieve the arthritis part, but it has relieved a lot of the pain, but I still have some arthritis, hurt in it, but I don't have the aching pain like I used to. But I just want to know if that was a good that I was using for that arthritis.
Well, ginger's been known to be helpful for that, but also turmeric is really good too. Turmeric has some strong anti-inflammatory properties. Matter of fact, you can chop it up and eat large amounts of it, which a lot of third world countries do that. and it's always been known to be very, very helpful as an anti-inflammatory kind of people that deal with chronic pain and that sort of thing can be very helpful. So, I mean, ginger, there's a lot of different foods and spices that can help do that. Cayenne pepper has the same or similar, not the exact same, but a similar effect and can be quite helpful. Plus, it's really good for blood sugar levels, too. But, yeah, I mean, when it comes down to, arthritis and itis, you can look at spices and you can look at supplements, but really you have to step back and look at your foods first. So the two things I would say are, how do you eat every single day, and are you exercising on a regular basis? Those are the two keys that you want to look at when you have an itis of any kind. Remember, itis means inflammation. So how are you eating? Is your diet good or not so good or average?
It's good. I try to stay away from a lot of the fried foods. I just had, back in December last year, I had open heart surgery because I had a valve. It wouldn't close. And so but everything in my heart was fine. No clogs or anything. It was just my valve wouldn't close.
Okay.
And so I went through that, and I've been, went through a nutrition class and learned how to read the labels and stuff and everything. And I try to keep myself off stuff. And, I quit drinking, soda water, Dr. Pepper, what do you want to call them? Coke of that variety. I quit drinking them.
So you're not drinking sodas, and you're sticking more to water, and you try to clean some things up in your diet, right?
Right.
All right, well, here's some keys, because with arthritis or any kind of inflammatory condition, a couple of foods you might want to consider cutting out of the diet that are known to create a lot of inflammation. One are regular pasteurized cow's milk dairy products. And it doesn't have to be forever, but it can be for a period of time. Also, a lot of the wheat products. So if you're eating whole wheat or if you're having grains like breads and pastas and cereals and crackers, you'd be surprised if you eliminate that from your diet for about 8 weeks, what happens and how well your body would respond. And sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't, but those foods tend to cause some of the inflammatory response. Now, are you doing any type of fish oils or anything like that as far as supplements?
I'm doing fish oil, yes. Yeah,
capsules?
I had my cholesterol was at 133, and I dropped it down. Bad cholesterol was 133. I dropped it down to 105.
Oh, wow, that's great.
About a month and a half, about almost 2 months.
Yeah, that's really great. So, I mean, you've been on board making some changes. I mean, so at the end of the day with arthritis, is your main issue that, did they give you medicine? Are you taking anything right now?
No, that's why I didn't want to take anything.
You didn't want to? Okay.
No, I didn't want to take anything. I have heard a lot about bad things about arthritis medicine.
Yeah, the main issue with it is you want to make sure that you've got a good eating plan going. I mean, with any kind of inflammatory condition, if the gut is healthy and the gut is clear, then many times a lot of the inflammatory process can be toned down quite a bit. And if, again, I would maybe get a copy of my book or look at finding foods that will lower inflammation in the body and do that over a long period of time, like not just a week or two. To really see some results on that, you have to follow it for about 8 weeks at least and see how your body's going to do. Because everybody's different. But for the most part, it can help lower inflammation. You'd be amazed at what can happen with that. Now, your heart, after the surgery and whatnot, everything's going okay now, right?
Right. I'm clear from the doctor. I see him until next year.
Everything's okay, great.
He said it's back 100%.
Okay, fantastic. So are you exercising as well?
Yes, I'm working out, yeah.
What do you do, just weights or cardio?
I do cardio and light weights. Don't do the heavy weights. That's a no-no for heavy weights. I just keep tone. That's what I want to do.
Okay. Well, as long as you're consistent and you're doing some form of exercise about 5 days a week, even if one of the days is kind of a light cardio or whatever, walking outside, then staying consistent like that should really create a good foundation for you, especially to deal with any kind of joint pain. Now, certain supplements can be helpful too. You know, glucosamine is kind of old school, but it does work for some people. I mean, really, it comes down to a lot of people lean on that. They just want to take something, you know, a pill and feel better. But it comes down to your diet more than anything. That's what you want to focus on, okay? That right there is what you want to be perfect with. You really want to get on a game plan and just stick with it. And cutting out the dairy products and the grains when you're dealing with joint pain are two things you can do in the beginning to just kind of, you know, check it out. And then you can add those foods back in and see if the joint pain comes back. It's really kind of neat because you clear everything out of the body. And then you can add in, say, wheat products. You start eating bread every day. Well, if in about 5 or 7 days you start getting these joint pains back and aches and whatnot, then you'll know that that was a little bit of a trigger for that. And the same with dairy. You can figure that out as well. So I would look into it. Keep me posted. You can always call me back on the show or send me an email, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. You can also go online, check us out at the website. Don't forget our wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. You can check them out on the web as well or just call 888-283-7272. Let's go to Victoria. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
What's going on? How can I help?
Well, I have some concerns. We had a flood in our home last year. And
oh, no.
Actually, it turned into a toxic mold situation.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we've been out of our home now for about a year trying to get it fixed. But we have three little ones. They're ages 3 and 4. And it seems like we can't seem to really get away from mold or water damage. Everywhere you go, it seems kind of prevalent.
And it follows you.
I think so. I do think so. And some of the things that I've been concerned about that I've noticed kind of keep coming back are, like for me, it's the fatigue, sore muscles, brain fog. My sinuses will, like, bleed.
Really?
Yeah. Whenever I'm around it, like, I just get a lot of that. And with my girls, I'll notice kind of about the same time. And it's not always easy to know where the exposure is, but I noticed that the books are having behavior issues with them. They act really wild, which isn't not that abnormal for a child that age, but it's out of the ordinary for them.
So, and when you say wild, I mean, has it just happened in the last 3 or 4 months? Or what's been the major change? Like, they get aggravated easily? They're hyperactive? What's really...
It seems more hyperactive. I probably get aggravated easier.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, which one came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, that's hilarious. Well, definitely, first of all, black mold can do this kind of weird things. They definitely can. You know, if you're getting sinus congestion, like if you leave the house, like if you were going on vacation for a couple of days, go to, you know, your family's house or something, and then come back and you felt great, and then you come back into the house and within a day you're sneezing, you complain of allergies, and maybe you're a little tired and fatigued, that can definitely be mold all day long. So, and have they checked it? Have you had someone come in and check the walls and all that?
Yeah, well, we know for sure, you know, that the mold, that, you know, there was a mold problem and we had it tested and it was the Staphylococcus and some other ones that aren't good. We're actually not back in our home yet, but where we're staying now, there's a leak and we've noticed the mold, and I've noticed, like, all these symptoms starting to come back the last few weeks. And I'm like, okay. And I want to know, is there anything that I can do nutritionally or any other way to kind of address this? Because for the most part, when I talk to doctors and stuff about the toxic effects of that, it seems to be kind of dismissed.
Well, that's because they don't have an answer. And so a lot of doctors really don't like to say, I don't know. And so just hang on. Let's go into this commercial break. We'll talk a little bit about black mold and its effects and some natural ways to take care of yourself when you're exposed to it. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can check us out on the web. Don't forget to jump in there. If you miss something on the show or you want to send me an email, I'll be glad to take it right here on the show. So we were talking with Victoria, and she's been dealing with possibly some mold exposure for herself, her family, her kids, and just wondering what in the world to do. And so you've had all these kind of symptoms, your kids especially have had some symptoms, and you're really wanting to know what to do. Have you done anything at all yet? Have you taken any medicine, or have you been to the doctor at all, or is this some kind of like self-discovery things you've been doing on your own?
Actually, we've been to a couple of different doctors. I mean, obviously we started with our family doctor.
Yeah.
They pretty much, like I said, it's just an allergy. We went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor who mm-hmm. does allergies and environmental concerns.
Okay.
My husband and myself, we didn't put the girls through that yet. But my concern there was is they wanted to do the allergy shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a concern because of the toxic nature of the mold. And I just didn't know. I didn't really feel comfortable getting toxic mold put back into my body, even in small doses.
No, I get it. Yeah, right.
And we had checked with another doctor who had done some stuff with mold in the past, and he said generally because our overall health isn't dramatically bad, he said just, you know, get rid of the exposure and, you know, things will get better, was kind of the advice that we were given.
Yeah, and yeah, for the most part. I mean, yeah, you get out of the house, you get out of the situation, and things do begin to clear up, for sure. So, I mean, but that's if that's exactly what's causing some of the symptoms. And, I mean, you have to kind of think about it. If you're definitely living in a house or condo or whatever that has dealt with that, and you've got the leaks and you had somebody check it, I mean, there's some things you can do. But, I mean, obviously the best thing to do is definitely get out of there. I know that's the last thing you probably want to do. You probably moved and it's driving you crazy.
But, right.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's like you're just, right, when you start nesting, not that I know what that term means, but I know it's what women like to do. And so it happens. And then, so we get settled and then all of a sudden you got to move again. And it's, the stress involved with that is, especially with kids and all, it's very stressful. So I get that. But there's some things you can do. If it is black mold, for sure. You know, there's an old medication, and there's some natural things you can do, but there's an old medication, cholecystatyramine, and it was an old cholesterol drug, really. Not used that much for it anymore, but your doctor can write a prescription for it, and it really binds to the black mold in the body. So black mold tends to, once you breathe it in, inhale it, whatever, it likes to go in and go into the intestinal tract. And when it gets in there, a lot of times it just kind of hangs out. And, you know, that's where you start getting a lot of the symptoms. But what happens is the cholecystatyramine goes in, the medication, and it binds to the black mold particles. And it chelates it out of the body or pushes it out of the body through the gallbladder. So it's pretty interesting how that drug works. It's been around forever. I mean, for a very long time. And usually they put you on it for about 1 to 2 months, and then it begins to clear things out, and you can come off of it. There's another, if you want to go more of a natural route, there's a thing called brown seaweed. And the brown seaweed's been around. It does a very similar effect. So you use the brown seaweed, you use it for about 6 to 8 months. So you have to use it a little bit longer. But it goes in, it binds with the different particles of the black mold and gets it out of the body as well. So it, you know, it's a liquid, and I think they have like a powdered capsule or something, but those two are very good. They've been known and been useful. I mean, even in medical practice, just depends who you talk to. And some guys and gals, as far as physicians, you know, they don't even work with that or deal with it. They'll just tell you to get out of the house and move somewhere else and things should be all right. But sometimes you really do have to get it out of the body, you know, proactively get it out of the body. And that's why really those couple things might be helpful. And I know the medication thing is like, nah, I don't want to take a drug. But if it's only for a short period of time and you're really feeling bad, you know, it all depends on your symptoms. You know, it doesn't sound like you're feeling horrible, but you just want it for more of a preventative, sounds like to me, right? Except for your daughters that may think it might be affecting them a little bit more.
Yeah, would that also, I mean, you mentioned the intestines. My one daughter has had diarrhea on and off probably for a year now, and she's never been like that before. Would that be caused by that? I thought maybe just from being out of our home and the stress and changes in diet, maybe.
Well, it sounds like it'd probably be a combination of all those. You know what I mean? I mean, the transition and the diet not being the best, stress, emotional stress, they all could play a role. But, I mean, one of the big things is, yeah, I mean, black mold definitely goes. That's the old, I mean, that's been known for a long time, that it kind of goes and nestles itself within the digestive tract. So it's a possibility that that could be driving it. And you guys have been in that place for how long, about a year?
Yeah. And my husband also, he had asthma. I've never seen him have any breathing difficulties until this last year. And he has spells where he just can't breathe. He's been to the lung doctor, the cardiologist, and they really haven't been able to give him any, you know, other than breathing treatments, which don't always seem to offer a lot of relief. Would those medicines help in that area as well?
Well, it's a possibility. And, you know, it's just, you're going to have to talk to them about, you know, coming up with a game plan for it. That's what I would do. And, but you might want to look into, like, go to a health food store and go in and talk to some of the folks about some good, you know, cleansing type products that they have that are completely natural that can help with the body, too. There's some products you can get that contain things like watercress and some other different herbs in there that are really good for the body, help kind of clean things out and reset. So that might be something to look into as well. But keep me posted. You can always call me back on the show. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank my producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.